This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. Israel's stepping up airstrikes against Hamas across southern Gaza, and it is taking another deadly toll on Palestinians. CBS's Christian Benavides has the latest.
Bodies are piling up outside the few remaining hospitals still running. A majority of people are crowded in southern Gaza after Israel told them to evacuate the north. As Israel now begins its operations in the south, Palestinians are running out of places to go. Meantime, there is ongoing pressure for a ceasefire.
Here at home, Muslim community leaders are putting the pressure on President Biden and threatening to scrap their support.
At a weekend conference in suburban Detroit, community leaders cited President Biden's refusal to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. The president has repeatedly called for a pause rather than a ceasefire, saying Hamas would use a ceasefire to regroup and plan its next attack against Israel. Democrats have been warning the White House that Mr. Biden's handling of the Israeli-Hamas war could cost him the support of the Arab American community, enough to sway the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Alaska Airlines wants to merge with Hawaiian Airlines. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
For Alaska, this will be their first experience running an airline with wide-body airplanes and long-haul service to places like Japan, South Korea, Australia, Tahiti. What's interesting here is they plan to keep the names of both airlines. They're going to operate one airline with two names, Alaska Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines.
The $1.9 billion deal still needs approval from the government. For the first time ever, delegates at the UN's climate conference have designated a day to consider the impacts climate change is having on global health. Rob Butler's with the World Health Organization.
Unfortunately, 2022 saw excess deaths of 61,000 individuals who died from heat.
2023 has been even hotter. Holiday shopping receipts could be bad for your health.
A new study from Ecology Center's Healthy Stuff Lab found that about 80% of receipts are printed on thermal paper coated with the chemicals BPA or BPS. Those can harm both humans and wildlife. And the chemicals on those receipts can also contaminate the paper recycling stream, ending up in your toilet paper and paper towels.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn. Some hotels in New York and L.A. are now offering sweet stays in candy-themed rooms in honor of the new movie, Wonka.
My name is Willy Wonka.
Bookings.com says they'll be available leading up to its release for just $12.15. The movie's out December 15th. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
$5,000.
Our local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S. Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along with us tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Visit them right now and get your tomato pie at salvatorestomatopies.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, great place to get locally brewed beer, handcrafted food, and live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com right now. This hour, we've got new music from Disc Geology Club. We'll do the new one from 7,000 Apart. Right now, it's brand new music. Their second album they released this year is Dub Foundation with Ja Bookie, and this one with Captain Smooth. The new album is called Spiritual Dubs. Here's the first two tracks on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
said I can't be late. And the fine timing is the best time. It can sing again.
Sync on Civic Media, we are local music. That's brand new music there from Dove Foundation, Ja Boogie, and Captain Smooth. Double dip of that right there. Manifesting Dub and Divine Dub before that. It's all about the dub.
For sure.
That's their second album they've released this year. So that's great. Good Reggae is available right now up on Bandcamp. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight across the Civic Media radio network. Rocker, Jimmy K. KJ filling in for Terry Barr. But Terry, don't worry. She has something for us, Rocker, a little bit later on in the show.
That's right, Jimmy. She is going to be talking to Chris Cruzy from Northern Wisconsin, runner-up in The Voice. Has some new music and a new tour. We're going to hear from her and Chris Cruzy. And then The Lair, Jimmy, Corey, Matthew Hart, right here performing live. And then Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text in the Civic Media app. We would love to hear from you. KJ would like to say hi to you. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
I was impressed with our almost harmonies when Jen was here last hour.
Almost harmonies? What do you call an almost harmonies? I think we sounded great.
I mean, it was a good starting point.
Well, you sounded great.
You were awesome. Rocker and I've always had a fear of singing. I tell you why. I remember this one time when I think it was like eighth or ninth grade. I think maybe a little younger, maybe seventh grade in choir class. Right, we were singing this song, and I was having a good time. I was getting into it. I was singing. I remember the kid in front of me turning around. He goes, "You're way off key, bro. Just way off key." Ever since, I've hated singing.
Oh, man, that'll just kill your spirit.
Yep.
But
he killed the singing
bug.
Were
you off-key?
Oh, I definitely was.
Okay.
Not a question in the world.
Man, you're just harmonizing in a different note.
I don't even know what a note is, dude. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Oh. When it comes to music, I am totally inept as far as, like, knowing what notes are what or how to arrange stuff. I'm flabbergasted every time you hear a song that you really enjoy, and the arrangement. How do they put that together to make it sound so good?
Oh, it's amazing. But that's why we all have our own skills, because you're here in order to make sure that everybody gets to hear these wonderful bands.
Well, Jimmy's skill is dancing.
I didn't know that. Oh, we're going to need to see some moves on
him. He's a fabulous dancer. He's even danced on TV once.
I'm so sorry this is radio, because it's going to be good.
This is fake news. There is nothing good about dancing either. Other than there is some comedic value to it.
He's over here doing the Carlton.
My wife is like, "When are we trying to dance with Mrs. K?" She's like, "Stop bouncing. Just don't bounce."
Oh.
It's a slow dance song, you know?
Wait, is that the Running Man? Oh, that's the Limping Man. Oh, never mind.
Oh, my God. All right. Hey, I'm super excited. I might dance during the Lair tonight. Live in the Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. I have to tell you, too, Max Inc. Heavy is coming up after 10 o'clock tonight. There's a bunch of new music in Heavy tonight, Rocker. We got new Abaddon's End.
Yes.
That came in. Also, I'm looking through the playlist. I'm looking for the specific band, Still Staying. They're out of Milwaukee. They sent in their music, and they're really good, too. They got a new album out. And Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. It's Essential Last Crack with a twist. During the month of December, we're doing a double dip from a band from the family tree of Last Crack.
Boy, and that's big.
It's a huge family tree. So
there are a lot of bands.
Tonight, we're doing a double dip of Faces for Radio. Right now, this band, they were in the on the show last week, Rocker, Disc. They're on tour. They're currently tonight on stage in Los Angeles. Actually, there's a time difference, so they're probably not in Los Angeles playing right now.
Yep.
But they're there tonight. They're playing in Los Angeles, tomorrow Santa Cruz. They're coming back to Madison on December 10th, playing at the High Noon Saloon. This is their new song right here, Kojo Kitties, excuse me, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I'm going to dance. Woo!
Such a deal. Cujo taught me how to chill. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media, we are local music, the American Dead, Backseat Heartbeat. I was telling KJ off air, if you're a fan of the Madison music scene, you can sing along to that song. It's like a Madison anthem there. Love the American Dead. You guys weren't singing along, though. You don't know the American Dead.
That was before I moved here.
Calling you out right
now. I was too busy watching you dance, Gio.
No, it's mesmerizing.
Geology Clubs. You're welcome, by the way. Geology Club before
My
that.
My life is so full.
Teenage Love from their new album, Violet Skies. That's a great album, by the way. Check out Geology Club. I was just on their Facebook page. I didn't see any shows coming up for them. So hopefully they got play some new shows soon.
They're a previous Launchpad winner.
Yes. I wonder, hey, you know what?
They played Atwood Fest last year, the year before, the year before.
Dude, the other day I was sitting at home listening to music, and I was kind of looking ahead, thinking ahead with Max Inc. Radio and all the events we promoted this year, like Rockonson, the Mamas, the Whammies, is all coming up again in 2024, trying to get it all together, get the stuff ready to go for it. You know what I mean, Rocker?
Yes.
Yes. Ooh-wee, that's a lot of work right there.
There is a lot of music in Wisconsin in every city in Wisconsin.
KJ, you go through this because you work with the mamas, so you have that calendar events. All right, we got this coming up. We got to do this. We got to get this happening. Yeah. It's a lot of work to keep all that stuff together.
Right, and we're currently working on our 2024 calendar, and there's just we've got some new things going on with the mamas. We've got new blood in there to make sure the organization works smoothly. And then of course, when all the music comes in, you're like, oh, I like that song. Ooh, oh, I like that song. Ooh, oh, I like that song too.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. And we want you to be part of the fun too. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. We got Corey Matthew Hart live in Allaire coming up at 9 o'clock. And Chris Cousy sits down with Terry Barr. We'll hear about that next on Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There ain't no what to do plan for heartbreak when it happens. Just rounded up somebody's went and rented us a cabin. We're circled up, I'm tipping back that first one right now. Saying goodbye only way I know how. Crushing cans with all my friends. Girl, this is how our story ends. I'm getting drunk and moving on, crushing cans till they're all gone. If you wonder what I'm doing, girl, you probably already guessed it. Got my middle finger up, something cold, light, and domestic. Like that 8-point on the wall, picked a bad day to be a deer. This bush light picked a bad night to be a beer. Cause I'm crushing cans with all my friends. Girl, this is how our story ends. I'm getting drunk and moving on. Crushing cans till they're all gone. Yeah! Crushed a six pack, I'm ready to roll. In this Adirondack with nowhere to go, I'm pouring one out for the heart that she broke. Yeah, you could be drinking alone, but I'm crushing cans with all my friends. Girl, this is how
You are with Max Inc. Radio, and I'm Terry Barr. So happy to have you along with us again tonight. My guest is from Northwest Wisconsin, but may be well known to many of you listening, earning a runner-up spot on The Voice. You know, now at this point, Chris Cruzy, we need to welcome you in. Thanks for joining us for Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Oh, we are happy to have you here, too, because I feel at this point your life has expanded far beyond The Voice. But I've got a couple questions for you related to that as well. Now, you are from Barron, Wisconsin. Now, are people surprised to learn how where you grew up, how that maybe influences the music you do?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the biggest way it influenced me was, you know, my mom and dad bought a 20-acre plot of woods and built a house in the middle of it. We didn't have cable TV. We didn't have video games. We didn't have, you know, all these fancy electronics all these kids have today. And, you know, as far as like music goes, we didn't have Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube and all that. They weren't even a thing. And if they were, we wouldn't have had them. But so the music we had was we got, I think, maybe two radio stations that would come in. And my dad gave me this giant box of cassette tapes when I was a little kid. That's the music we had to listen to. And so that's kind of what morphed into my, I guess, the nice way to say it would be like eclectic music taste. I love a little bit of everything. You know, on any given day, I'm listening to Patsy Cline or Led Zeppelin, you know, just depends on the day.
Yeah. What about those surroundings? And even now, does that continue to sort of inspire where your brain goes when you want to write a song?
You know, I'm lucky enough. We bought a really cool house in Barron County here. And, you know, we're off the road. We're out in the country.
Now, Chris, You've had top five country song. A number one rock song. You've been in Rolling Stone. My goodness. Do these big achievements validify your career choice?
I get people that come up to me at shows all the time, and I know they mean well, and this isn't derogatory in any way, but they'll say things like, "We've followed you from the beginning." And I was like, "Oh, yeah? When did you first see me?" And they said, "Well, after you were on The Voice."
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, the beginning was a long time before that. You know, I started playing in bars when I was 13. And, you know, I did that from age 13 to 27. And, it was, you know, I got to the point where I was playing 250 to 275 nights a year. And then I went on TV, you know, but I did that grind for 10 plus years.
Yeah.
And so that's The Voice is far from the beginning, but, you know, people mean well, you know, when they say that, and I mean, it's not their fault that they didn't know who I was. I was just local guy playing. Pretty much playing in the upper part of Wisconsin. I mean, once in a while I'd get down to, I think the farthest thing I ever did was like, we played like a Legends Club party or something at Lambeau like 10 years ago or something.
But yeah.
But I didn't get too far. You know, just there's tons of little lake bars and stuff in the summertime. It's nuts up here.
So. Oh, that's awesome. And I read somewhere, I think, that you found a guitar in your basement when you were like 6 or 7 years old. Is that really kind of when it was the beginning for you?
That is, yeah. So my dad plays just a little bit. He hasn't played in years now, but he played, you know, when we'd go camping and whatnot, and he'd sit around the campfire with a guitar and play a few chords. And
I thought that
was the coolest thing ever. And this guitar was always just leaning in the corner of the basement. It was, you know, and it's dad made it very clear. It's not a toy. So don't play with it. So every chance I got when no one was looking, I was over there messing with this thing.
Yeah.
What I could do with it. And mom and dad kind of caught on to that I was really into it. So for my 6th birthday, they got me a little guitar.
And then there is the beginning.
That's the beginning. Yeah. And my dad, ingenious way to teach me, you know, he taught me one chord at a time, and he would take like, you know, like the little sticky portion of a sticky note. He would cut out that little sticky portion in a little tiny square and put stickers on the fretboard of a guitar where my finger should go.
Oh, that's genius.
And for a little kid, otherwise how are you going to explain it? And so that's what he did. And like 3-4 chords in, then I was starting to, you know, jump into. By the time I was like 7, I was learning Skynyrd songs and whatnot.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, you were meant for music, and obviously we are lucky for that. My goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about The Voice? Let's talk about this and get this sort of out of the way. I know it's a big deal. Did it change you in any way?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it did, you know, in some way, shape, or form. I'd like to think not too much, but as a performer, 100% it changed me. I was a guy sitting in the corner of the bar room playing songs for 4 hours every night. I wouldn't talk. I didn't tell stories. You know, I would have never done an interview like this, you know, prior to that. I was just kind of reclusive, and it kind of helped me grow into a little bit more of a performer. And that's still a constant growing battle, if that makes any sense.
It does.
But as far as like as a person, I don't think it did. Definitely a career change, that's for sure. It was definitely jump started everything for me. Not to get too deep or anything, but what I don't talk about a lot is prior to The Voice. So I never auditioned for The Voice. They reached out to me, and I really didn't want. I wasn't going to do it. And then my whole family was telling me to do it, and I was like on the verge of just hanging it up, selling my stuff, and not doing it anymore.
Wow.
Because I'd been doing it for so long, with just nothing happening, and you know, it was getting to the point. You know, I'd play. Let's just, for an example, it'd be like one night I'd play a bar and the bar would be really into it. Everyone's singing along with me. And I thought, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. And then the next night I'd be playing to a bar full of people that could give, you know, they could care less if I'm there, if the jukebox is on. And so that was, it's kind of tough to do that. You know, you're kind of pouring it out there and like no one's paying attention. And so it just, that kind of stuff, I was really close to hanging it up. And then The Voice came around.
Wow. Things happen for a reason.
Right.
I mean, that's really incredible. Wow. All right. This is Max Inc. Radio, and I am talking with musician Chris Cruzy. I love this part of what you've been doing. You've built quite the incredible relationship with veterans. Why is this so important to you?
You know, it's just one of those things. My dad was an MP in the military, and so never when I was alive. It was all before I was born. But we grew up with a strong respect for it. You know, we'd go to the Memorial Day service here in Barron, and you know, it was kind of a situation where my dad was like, you know, you're gonna pay attention and you're gonna listen and understand why this is important. And you know, just I'd seen all these things on the news of like Toby Keith back in the early 2000s. You know, Toby Keith was going overseas and playing for our troops, and it looked like the coolest thing in the world. Like, how cool is that? This guy's famous. He can do whatever he wants, and he's flying overseas into a war zone to go play for soldiers. Like, that's the coolest thing ever. And I was like, I always want to do that if I get the chance. And that chance came around, and I think the first time I went was 2014 or 2015. So it's
You've been there several times, but overseas.
Yeah, I think 13 times. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So Middle East, Africa, Southeast Asia, and a little bit in Central America. You know, we get to travel and see things that most people don't ever get to see. You know, like we're still doing it for the right reasons, but there's a big benefit for us too. So I feel bad people saying thank you for doing that, because I'm like, what I'm doing is a pretty small thing compared to what they're doing. You know, like
it's
we're just going over
support.
There and playing some cool shows. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's if we can make them not feel like they're 8,000 miles away from their home and their family and young kids, you know, for 2 hours.
Talking about playing in bars that sometimes aren't paying attention to you. You have this special listening show coming up. This is on Friday, December 8th at Monk's in Lake Delton, which, of course, is near Wisconsin Dells. People will listen to you at this place. They'll have questions for your music. How does that feel when you do know you are the center of attention in a room like this?
I've played Monk's once before. Yeah. And that's one of the coolest little rooms I've played in, because everybody in the room was like listening and into it. And it's super fun. And it makes, you know, when a crowd's doing that, it makes you want to perform better too.
Oh yeah.
Because you've got the attention, and you like really want to put on a good show. To have, you know, people pay their hard earned money to come and see you play music is pretty cool, you know?
Where can we keep up with you for, you know, anything that might be going on, to be able to find you and track you for other shows coming up?
Facebook, Instagram. I've
also been on your website, though, which is pretty terrific. And
yeah,
can you remind me what that website address is so people can go check you out there?
Yep, chriscruzymusic.com.
Chris, I am so grateful to you for doing this. Is there anything we didn't learn about you that you want to share?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been writing a lot of songs this last year. I've been recording like crazy. There's some new stuff coming out. I'm putting there's a Christmas song that it's a, you know, standard Winter Wonderland that everybody knows that one. But I recorded that just a couple weeks ago with my friend Natalie Murphy. She's a fiddle player out of Nashville, and we did a duet.
Thank you, Chris. My goodness, everybody. Chris Cruzy, his show again on Friday, December 8th. At Monk's. Learn more and check out tickets there at monksbarandgrill.com. Chris, thank you again. What a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Yeah.
And I'm Terry Barr for Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Wanna dance in a crowd. Life is white noise. Guess that's how.
That's 7,000 apart on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Before that, Chris Cruzy. Thanks to Chris and Terry Barr for giving us the awesome chat tonight. Sorry about the technical problems in there. We'll get that worked out later. But very generous of Chris Cruzy to share his time with Terry Barr and get it on the radio here on Max Inc. Radio. Jimmy K, Rocker, KJ filling in for Terry Barr tonight. Terry's probably knee-deep in Kiss right now.
The band, knee deep in Kiss.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying. You get ourselves in trouble there, you know. Brian would be like, "Hey, what's going on here?" You know. I wonder if they get the Kiss cam at Kiss. Is there a Kiss cam at Kiss?
I think every cam at a Kiss show is a Kiss cam.
I mean, 80 years of Kiss. I mean, have they thought of the Kiss cam at Kiss? I'm trying to be serious.
No. I see it in your eyes. Yeah.
Or am I on to something? We can get another 80 years of Kiss.
You say 80 years with such a straight face, but it does feel like they've been around for that long.
I'm embellishing here, okay?
Yeah, you've seen Kiss. I've seen Kiss both with makeup and without makeup.
I've never seen Kiss.
You know, the first time I saw Kiss was in 1979. It was the first concert I actually went to without my parents, Judas Priest was the opening band. And that was their last year of like the all original band with makeup. I wasn't even really a Kiss fan, honestly.
What year was that for Priest? Was that like Electric Eye?
British Turbo? Steel.
Oh, love that.
Yeah.
British Steel.
Yeah, that was good.
We're changing the format now. We're going to play some Judas Priest for the rest of the night. Wouldn't mind that at all. Hey, we got Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. MoveToMadison.com. My goodness gracious, Corey Matthew Hart is live in the lair at 9 o'clock. Where is he?
He's here.
Oh, he's here.
Yep, he's just down the hall.
Hey, Corey, excellent. We're getting warmed up. We'll get him sound checked. If you got to get some Buds Green Delivery Service is where you got to get that at. Just go on Google and type in Green Delivery Service. The Buds will be at your house before you know it. What do you got to lose? It's Brett Newsky on Max Inc. Radio.
What do we got to lose?
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.